The plan that passed the Senate yesterday has a lot to say about payday lending, where people use proof of employment to get short-term high-interest loans. But it doesn't touch the auto title loan industry, where people use their car titles for the same ends. The Senate plan would limit payday loans to $1,500. People would be restricted to one rollover, meaning they could take out one subsequent payday loan to repay an earlier loan. The bill is weaker than consumer groups and advocates for the poor had wanted, but Wauwatosa Senate Democrat Jim Sullivan says it still limits what is right now an unregulated industry in Wisconsin, and it preserves a lender of last resort.
The fact is, the people who go and access that kind of capital, they're up against between the rock and a hard place. This is something that has been, in some cases, for some people, it's been a lifeline.
The trick now will be reaching a consensus with the state assembly, which passed its own payday loan bill a couple months ago. Oshkosh Assembly Democrat Gordon Hintz says he's confident they can reach a deal, but he says any bill that doesn't at least regulate the auto title loan industry is a non-starter.
You know, we don't want to plug one hole knowing exactly what's going to happen, meaning a shift from payday to auto title.
The Assembly payday loan bill would ban auto title loans, ban rollovers, and set a stricter limit on the size of loans. Neither version would cap interest rates, and that idea was dealt its final blow yesterday. Senators voted 21-12 against an amendment that would have capped annual interest rates for payday loans at 36%. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.